Jaxies, an example of created kinds.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new free booklet, The Seven Seas of History. Well, Ken, what on earth is a Jaxie, and what does it have to do with the Bible's created kinds?
You see, we often hear critics claim that there were too many species of animals for Noah to fit on the ark. But you know, there's a big difference between the biblical created kind and what we call a species. For example, consider the wild dogs of Africa called jackals. They have a much sharper sense of smell than domestic dogs, but are less willing to be put to work. So a Russian research group crossed a jackal with a husky to breed the ultimate sniffer dog. They call it a Jaxie. Now, 25 of the new breed are used at a Moscow airport to sniff out drugs and explosives in planes and luggage. This shows again that the Bible's created kinds often include more than one species. It also shows that the selective breeding that produced domestic dogs also removed some genetic information. In the case of the husky, it lost its great sense of smell. This is just another one of the many examples of how wolves, jackals, coyotes, dingoes, and other dog varieties easily interbreed with the domestic dog, showing that although they may be classed as different species, they're really all one created kind. So you see, Noah only needed two dogs, representing the dog kind on the ark.
Noah's Ark is one of the major themes of Ken Ham's new free booklet, The Seven Seas of History. His various booklets are available free when you go to AnswersRadio.com.